Cecil.
Cecil, madam, Cecil.
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 What?
I found these dice down in the hotel lobby. I was wondering if they might be yours.
What would I want with dice?
I don't know. You gamble sometimes.
Gambling, you say?
Well, they aren't just used for gambling. Most people use them for tabletop games and such.
Less interested.
In fact, did you know you can get wonderful dice like this at metallicdicegames.com?
Not really.
And did you know that the Rancor's Brothel can help you get 10% off on your order?
10% off a brothel?
No. 10% off your order at metallicdicegames.com, silly. And it's not really a brothel.
Countless email inquiries continue to suggest otherwise.
Just use their code RBP10 at checkout and you can get 10% off your order.
RBP10?
That's right, RBP10 at checkout at metallicdicegames.com.
I'd rather have the brothel.
Oh, you. Come on, we need to catch up with the others.
Fine. By the way, did you ever find that mangy dog of yours?
You know, I haven't yet.
Oh, look, a taco stand.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Crypts of Azeroon.
Oof. God, we suck tonight.
Yeah.
Josh,
why don't you tell the people what you rolled?
I rolled a 1.
Oh,
what's your total?
Man.
3?
Total of 3.
Schroeder?
I rolled a 5 total.
I rolled an 8 total.
I rolled an 18. I have the lowest hit points and armor made out of paper mache. And I like the party.
Jeez. Let's roll some initiative for Father Baird.
So would a barbarian know he's been turned invisible?
Yes.
Okay.
What is
you could
your...
stand there wondering for a second what happened to my axe.
Yeah. What's your
and then
what's your
like,
dex?
Oh.
What's your dex modifier, Archibald?
+2.
Okay, so you go first. Father Baird goes after you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm gonna beat this man through a D&D filibuster. I'm just not gonna take an action. You,
I'll roll the skeletons. Skeletons there. And the ghouls. Okay. Well, the human gets to start the battle, so congratulations, sir.
Yep. Now, I don't play spellcasters often because it requires a level of understanding that I mostly am incapable of. But if I'm concentrating, if I'm concentrating on a spell, can I cast another spell?
So long as it doesn't also require concentration.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. So I'm going to cast sleep right there.
Oh my God.
What kind of save do we need to make here?
So that will be... Let me go figure it out here. Creatures in 20-foot radius starts in ascending order. I'm sorry. Affects 5d8 HP in ascending order. So lowest creature hit point total falls asleep first. And it is... Shoot, it should have one, shouldn't it?
Should have what?
A save listed. I've got a...
I don't know that sleep does. Sleep affects a certain number of hit die.
Oh, yeah. It does not.
Like that.
Okay.
Really? It just happens, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you... Because you're casting a spell, right?
Yeah.
It should be...
Undead and creatures immune to being charmed are not affected.
Yep. Oh, there we go.
I'm really just
so
going.
You cast sleep.
Yep.
And everyone just chuckles at you.
Okay. Father Baird doesn't even flinch.
It is now his turn.
And there we go. Strategery.
Nice.
So no one's getting to you without an op attack.
Don't waste that invisibility. I'll take that hit if I have to. We also know that Father Biard is one of them undeads.
But it requires concentration, right?
What does?
Invisibility doesn't?
Yeah, it does.
So if you take the hit because you have no armor, you'll probably lose concentration anyway.
Right.
Technically that was a surprise, so I am cool to do that.
Surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
There does not appear to be a range on that. What is the range on that?
5 feet.
I was going to say it goes down for every second it takes you to find it.
Mm-hmm. He points at you, Archibald.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make a DC 13 con save.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
That's a six for those of you at home.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I rolled a six. I'm sorry.
It's two D10s in my hand.
Okay.
That is 15 necrotic damage as your flesh just begins to rot.
Shoot, I had this in college. What else you got?
He pulls this penicillin out of his bag.
And he actually moves back a little ways as the ghoul's turn comes in. I tend to get there. 10, 15, 20. They have 30.
If I move through someone's attack range while invisible, does it proc anything or no?
I think you have to be able to see you, right?
I would assume, but...
I think they would probably get like a... I don't even know how that would work. I mean, it's perception.
We treat it like
disadvantage, but...
Yeah, if we treated it like we treated darkness, because I could hear you unless you stealthily roll. If we treated it the same way we treat darkness, it would be a disadvantaged attack for an op attack. If that sounds fair. So anyway, this ghoul will attack the kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
That is a... What am I adding? That's a 17 to hit.
That's a miss.
Damn. It attempts to bite you. And it misses. Everyone else is out of range for the ghouls.
What's your AC now, Jeff?
It's 18.
Nice. Jeff, it is your turn. There are three skeletons and a ghoul within your reach.
If Flynn was in Jeff's position, a Thunder Wave would be really good right now.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Well, Flynn, you're about to be in my position. With a misty step.
Misty step?
Oh, shit.
Saw me, bitch. All right.
And move around.
Okay.
And take a shot at him.
Are you hexing him?
No, I used my bonus action to Misty Step.
Yeah. I wish I had Leap.
It's the greatest thing. God damn. It's the greatest thing to put on a barbarian is a wall jumping.
Yeah.
No, I think I missed on that. That's a 9 to hit.
That is a miss, sir.
That is literally the 6th 3 that this fucking dice roller has rolled for me tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my dice out.
One.
We then go on to the skeleton's turn. This one will move up here.
Flynn, you go last, don't you?
Yeah, buddy.
5, okay. 10, 15.
Just let me get real close to
there. All right. This skeleton will attack the gnome.
Where's Carboy? I don't see him on the map.
He's right to my left.
A 14 to hit the gnome?
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, so that one whiffs. The skeleton directly in front of you will now attack. Oof, that is a 19 on the die. That'll get it. All right. 1d6 plus 2. That is 6 damage.
Oi.
Slashing, if that makes a difference. The third skeleton over here will attack the barbarian. Oh, that is a 12 to hit.
Nope.
It's a fail.
Was that disadvantaged? Because I'm invisible?
Oh, shit. I forgot you're invisible. So he wouldn't even actually go for you. So I only move 20. I would have 5 more space to hit. So then I would move over to him. So either way, we'll keep the 12 to hit.
Okay.
Do I hit the human?
Barely, no.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot that. I should have put a different color on there because I can't see that red dot. Oops. All right. It is now Schroeder.
Well, I want to run around and just go after the big guy. But
if you can manage a good stealth roll, you might be able to get around these guys.
Do it.
I don't need a stealth roll. They're a disadvantage to hit me.
If you could manage a good athletics roll, you could probably jump over that pit.
Jump the pit?
That's also true.
Then I'm going to rage and jump the pit.
Okay. Jump the pit.
Stealth jump.
Do what?
You got to take damage or attack something, right, to keep your rage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that this turn. It's not a problem.
Sure.
Okay, so let's go ahead. So I just need to make a, you mean just make an athletics check?
Sure. Yeah, there are rules for jumping.
I mean, it's 5 feet across. I imagine I can make that jump.
It depends on how you roll.
Well, I raged on purpose.
You automatically jump 3 times. What is it? No, it's your strength score. For a horizontal jump, if you get a 10-foot running start, and half that if you don't. So what's your strength score?
18.
So you jump 9 feet from a standing standing long jump.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
So I don't even need to roll.
Sure. You jump.
I only rage to give myself okay. So I jump. I'll say I only rage to give myself advantage on an athletics check. Where am I going?
You're probably gonna move up to that ghoul and hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
So attacking should also drop your invisibility, correct?
Yep.
Oh, it will.
It will. Mm-hmm.
But this attack will be made an advantage.
It will. So you get advantage because you're invisible. I just took the dot off for now.
Can you not make it to the big guy and hit him?
I only have 25 feet of movement.
Oh.
I'm a dwarf. Because that was what? 15? I'm already at 15 feet at this point.
Yep.
You can only make it to about there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'll move there, though, before I hit him.
Sure.
All right.
What if you move to the Emerald Skull and kick it over instead?
How strong is that dais? How big is it?
It's a giant brazier. I mean, it's big.
Oh, okay.
Made of stone. Was it stone?
How heavy is it?
I mean, it's made of stone.
Yeah, I know. I asked the question for a reason.
I mean, this thing doesn't tell me, but it's
would you assume it's more than 540 pounds?
No, probably not quite that.
It's heavy. Not more than 540 pounds?
I doubt it's that heavy.
Okay, good to know. I'll worry about that next turn. 1d20 plus 6.
Here comes the body slam.
14 on the ghoul.
That's a hit.
I got a roll advantage. I might crit this guy. Nope. Okay. So I'm going to smack the out of him with my hammer for 7 damage.
Okay. And then you, poof, you pop back into visibility. Flynn.
Yes! All right. I'm going to say, get him, Carboy. Carboy is going to fire.
2, 3 skeletons around you.
Okay.
Within.
Carboy's going to fire on this dude.
Okay.
Wait, which dude?
The one right in front of me.
You should fire on this one.
Where? Nah, you're good, buddy.
You remember this at Christmas.
All right, Carboy, go! All right, so 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right, so 3 damage to this dude, and I'm going to push him back to here.
Okay.
Then I'm going to move up.
Plan this out.
I'm going to have Carboy. I'll have him move here.
You're going to take an op attack from the skeleton when you move.
That's fine.
Okay.
Can Carboy move here? This is like a half space.
Yes. Yeah, it's still visible.
Oh, there we go. I just had to shuffle it around.
First, you get hit with a 17, 18, 21 to hit. Yeah, it's a hit.
I'm going to trigger shield.
Ooh.
Okay. My AC is 23.
Kaboom!
I see him coming for me, and I smack my belt buckle. I miss, hit myself in the nuts, scream, and then hit the belt buckle, and a shield generates.
All right, so your shield pops up and blocks the hit.
All right, and I will move up here and Thunder Wave. Ooh. So, Doot, Doot, and Doot, the three around me, con saves DC 14.
Does that not include this ghoul here?
No, it's just my immediate adjacent squares.
Okay. Con save is what again?
14.
All right. So con save for this skeleton is a natural 1.
Ooh, killing.
The ghoul is a 12. And then the other skeleton is a modified 20.
Oof. Okay. So do I roll just 1 damage for all 3 or
that, can't remember what we did? Yeah.
Okay. So that's 7, except for the guy who passed. I think he gets 3. And then the 2 who didn't pass, I'm pushing back 10 feet.
So he can't move because the school and their spider are in the way.
Correct. So this guy, I'd like him to go here.
Okay. This skeleton was the only one that passed, so he takes 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 7.
If he passed, he doesn't get pushed back, right?
Oh, that's true. Yep.
Oh,
okay. So he's still on my ass.
And that is the...
Sorry, I just jeffed that.
You're fine. Okay. Anything else, sir?
I've always wanted to be a verb.
Is all.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay. Then we go to the top of the order. Josh.
Woo! I'm going to use my special ability. Okay, so I'm going to use my College of Glamour Mantle of Windspiration. So all of you get five hit points, bonus hit points. Yeah. So 5 hit points.
Is that healing or temporary?
Temporary. So they're added on top of what you got. So you have 5 extra to spend. Don't spend it all in one place. And then as an immediate reaction, so as long as you still have your reaction, you can move your full speed without an opportunity attack.
Nice.
Nice. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder where he's going.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's my bonus action.
That's a bonus action?
Yeah, I can't do it that many times, but when the one time I can do it is pretty great.
Now run somewhere hidden and heal yourself.
Yeah, you may want to disengage out of there.
You guys all get to move.
Oh.
It's not me. You guys get to.
That's a bonus action?
Yeah,
that's mantle. That's an insane bonus action.
Instantly we do?
Yeah.
Right. It takes our reaction. But yeah.
I don't need a reaction. F*** that bitch.
I've never used a reaction. 1, 2, 3.
As a bonus action, yeah, I expend a bardic inspiration, number of creatures who can see me, and then I can see a number, so it's 4 for me, 5 temporary hit points, and then as long as you spend your reaction, you can move up to your speed.
I probably shouldn't leave you to die.
I'm going to heal myself a little bit.
But you don't get to move.
Correct. Now go up there, man. I'm fine. This is what I was born to do. Go get him, Tiger.
Follow your heart, Flynn.
I'm trying to think what I can potentially do. Now I'll take some of the heat off you, but I'm going to come here.
Okay. I'm also going to pretend that your shield is not a shield spell, but you hit your belt buckle and one of those like old Western paper cutouts pops up with holding little pistols and gets destroyed instead.
Ha!
Bang! Just gets destroyed.
I just see Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is everybody good?
I'm good.
Sure.
Cool. Then it is now. It's now my turn.
So if I grapple a caster, does that mean that they can't do spells that require, like, arm movement?
No.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to use one of these. I need both Boots and Gundrick. I need you both to make constitution saving throws.
17.
14.
There goes those temporary hit points.
Nothing happens, sadly. You both save.
I'm going to look at him and yell, "Now you know how it feels."
Suck it, bitch.
Yeah. He sort of whispers something and kind of moves his hand around a little bit, but you both shake it off.
Like T Swift would.
Cool.
Ghouls. All right, we'll start with this guy that's going to attack the gnome. That is an unnatural 20. That is a modified 20 to hit.
Flynn, you're the gnome.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. I still have 23 HP or AC.
Twang.
Because it's not, because it hasn't gotten back to your turn yet?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Lucky.
Then as it claws you, it sort of like is like, why can't I hurt you?
Ah, why is this old-timey pop-up pistol-wielding guy in my way?
As the gnome furiously masturbates next to him. Why can't I hit him? Just 30 seconds more.
Leave me alone.
It's a concentration spell.
Hey, baby, I don't measure my lovemaking in minutes. I measure it in rounds.
Actually, yeah, I can't get down there. Perfect.
I'm pretty sure that's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's up there.
You're welcome.
All right. Up here where the human is, this ghoul will attack.
Oh, no. My butt.
It's an 18 to hit.
Oh, man. You're so
you nearly doubled my armor class.
How much did you heal for?
9.
Okay.
Oh, no. I have an AC of 14 now. Suck it, nerds.
Still hit you.
Still hit you.
Barely.
Get on my level. As it reaches out and bites you for 8 points of piercing damage.
It took the whole hand.
You're so going down.
Woo. Things getting dark.
This ghoul will attack the barbarian. That's a miss. And then this other ghoul down here will attack the cat.
Damn.
Natural 20.
Oh, he's petting you the wrong way.
This may kill the cat. Hang on a second. That is because we roll twice, add one modifier, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same way we've always done it.
As is tradition.
It might not kill you, actually. You'll probably be okay.
It's not going to kill him. He hasn't taken any damage yet.
Yeah.
From 5 extras.
It's going to be 4d4.
44 damage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's so much.
It's
going to
be 15. 15 damage for that claw.
Okay.
And I need a DC 10 con save.
That is just barely. That's an 11.
Ooh.
Congratulations. You save.
Oh, these are those paralysis bastards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is also Jeff's turn.
Bonus action, and I will Warlock's Curse the cleric guy.
What does it do?
It gives me a bonus to damage. It lets me crit 19 to 20, and something else, I think.
Okay.
Oh, if he dies, I regain hit points.
Nice.
Yep. And I will make an attack at him.
Okay.
It's a 19 to hit.
That will hit.
That is 13 damage.
Woo. Nice. Else?
He's already taken a bonus and an action.
Yep. That's it. Okay.
Go from Jeff. We go to the skeletons. This one will attack.
As soon as it goes to the enemy, Josh just starts giggling.
That is a miss.
Aha.
Bulletproof.
The skeleton is going to start heading down. 15, 20.
Can't stop, won't stop.
25, 30.
Just wailing on my bongos up here. Incensing the undead.
This skeleton will attack the barbarian. Ugh, miss. And then the other skeleton will attack the gnome.
23.
So that's a miss as well. Thank you for reminding me. he's at the bottom of the order. Schroeder, it's on you.
I will go ahead and smack the old sorcerer.
Okay.
Use your reckless attack. Never mind. You just do what you do, man.
Yep, you leave me alone over there, sir. 23 to hit.
Hits.
Damn, my damage rolls. Every single time. 7 damage there. Bonus attack. 16 to hit.
Hits.
Dang.
For 9 damage.
Okay. Flynn.
Shut up, Jeff. I can see you fucking giggling over there.
All right, let's... I'll have Carboy fire on this dude right now. 25 to hit, 10 damage.
Sorry, nice. Which one was that?
This damage dude.
The ping. Oh, cool. Damn, I was off the map.
And we'll push him to damage. Here. Yep.
Pushing him where?
Right here, 5 feet.
Straight back, 5 feet.
Just 5 feet, okay. Oh, Thunder Wave was 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll then have Carboy Scuttle here.
Cool.
And I am going to attack this dude.
Okay.
We'll do Firebolt. 23 to hit, 7 damage.
There we go, Flynn.
Now we're cooking.
No, wait, if that ghoul is pushed out of my threat range,
mm-hmm.
do I get to take a stab at him?
No, only if he moves voluntarily.
It's only about that's voluntarily.
All right, I'll move up and knife him.
You are in a position that if you want to run from where you are currently, you'll only take one op attack now.
Ooh, it's true. You could also disengage and not take the op attack.
Yep. Yeah, but then that'd be.
It is your turn, so you do.
Then I'll disengage.
All right, exactly. That's exactly. You were gonna say it just for comedic relief.
Let me see what I got here. And see, this is what happens when you build a character who literally has nothing but enchantment spells and heals. I love it. Wouldn't trade it for the... What does disengage do?
You just move without an op attack.
Okay. It makes you, any movement that you make that turn not draw attacks.
And do I still... So this is my action.
Yes. Correct. Disengage is your action.
1, 2, 3, 4... Oh, no. 3, 2... 3, 4, 5, 6.
Kick over the brazier.
I am nowhere near strong enough. And I am going to give Barbarian Bardic Inspiration. Yeah, this is my bonus action.
Okay. You get a lot of bonus actions.
Yeah, I'm a Bjard. I'm giving him my Bjardic Inspiration.
All right. It is Father Baird's turn.
Get on my level, Father Beard.
Father Baird.
I flip him off.
Do a couple of things. Father Baird gets to do a couple of things. I need the barbarian to make a con save.
I tell Father Baird I have a couple things and a fleshy person he can do for me.
I can use Bardic Inspiration on that, right?
Yeah, build and save.
Yeah.
It's just a 1d6.
Hey.
Right?
It feels like a d8.
He tells you it's a d8.
I still only rolled a 10 total.
Two D 10. That is.
I don't trust your math. Hold it up to the screen.
I don't think there's any pluses on that. Nope. That is 15 necrotic damage to you.
2d10. 1 carry the 9 divide by. Then the remainder.
You said 15 total?
Correct. Yeah. He will also disengage.
What did he just cast?
It's a layer action.
Still an action, isn't it?
Full movement. So he gets the hell out of there.
Where the fuck did he go?
Now it is on... Sorry, the ghoul's turn. Once again, ghoul attacks gnome. You are no longer at a 23, correct?
Correct.
That is an 18. 12. It's a 12 to hit. All right, so miss. This ghoul will attack the barbarian. Natural 1. Baby. Other ghoul
he attack. Impales himself on my spikes and dies.
Yeah, other ghoul attacks cat. That is a modified 20 to hit.
For the cat. Okay.
Biting. That is... It's only 6 damage for the bite. Yeah, when you took that 15 necrotic, just like your buddy did earlier, your flesh begins to rot.
Where the hell did Father whatever go?
He's over on the right.
See him on the map now.
You're behind.
We just don't have. He has the dynamic vision, so because we're blocked by the wall.
Yeah.
I would assume we saw him run in a direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you not able to see anything in this room? Like you should be able to see this whole room.
No, there's still like fog that's outside of vision, so we can't like see around a wall.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, through the wall, that makes sense. Like each of these little braziers should be giving off light.
Yeah, I mean we can see the whole room besides the stuff we can't see behind walls.
That's
right. This wall right here blocks our vision of this part of the room.
Okay. Sorry, ghouls. It is Jeff's turn.
I'm going to cast Hex on the ghoul right next to me.
Okay.
That is 20 to hit.
That's a hit. That's the one ghoul that had not been hit yet.
16 damage.
Damn.
That's a lot of damage. Anything else, sir?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Jeff to Skelly Friends. Skelly Friend attack. Misses on that one. These skeletons. I can't roll for skeletons. I can roll for everything else. Well, that's something. That might hit the barbarian. What am I adding? That is a modified 20 to hit the barbarian.
Yep.
For 3 damage.
You mean for 2 damage?
Are you raging?
Who are you talking to?
Don't you round down? Isn't it 1 damage?
Did you round down?
Yes, he always round down.
Ooh, yeah, 1 damage. Suck it.
3 damage. What do you mean 2 damage? 1 damage, that's too much.
The other skeleton just starts. The other skeleton starts moving. Oops, he should be there. Starts moving toward the brazier.
Well, I don't.
So I have a question. I know that you cannot move through enemy space. Mm-hmm. If I basically just grapple this skeleton, can I just continue going that direction and drag him with me?
At half your speed, yeah.
Yeah,
but I can, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes.
Okay.
I mean, You'll still get an attack from this guy if you move away from him, but yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm moving directly within 5 feet.
Well, I thought you meant like if you're moving toward Father Baird with him in hand.
Yeah, we'll get there when the time comes.
Right. So anyway, yes. Sorry. Skeletons went. It is your turn, by the way.
I know. That's why I was asking. So I'm going to go ahead and grapple that skeleton.
Get him.
Roll to grapple. Opposed strength, I believe.
But I also have advantage.
You got him, probably, because I just rolled a 2 on the die.
So did I.
8. Yeah, but you got an 8 total. I got a 2, so you got him.
All right, so he's grappled.
Is that an automatic 3 damage?
It is.
Which skeleton is that? That is 1, 2. That is number 2. Okay.
Okay, roll your op attack.
Natural 20.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
How many hit points you got?
Enough. How much damage did you do?
20.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, what am I adding for bite? Plus 2, so 22 piercing. So I guess you cut that in half, luckily.
Yep.
And then I believe we were doing a Was it a pose roll or was it a luck roll to see if he held on to him? I don't remember what we were doing.
I wasn't pushed.
Nobody hit you while you had somebody in hand.
After I moved out of range. So I'm already to where I'm at now. I don't really care if I hold on to him because I'm letting him go.
Okay. Yeah. Congrats.
So now that I'm not encumbered, I'm going to go ahead and move another 5 feet.
Okay. So if you're going to move away from the skeleton and leave him, then he's going to attack you.
Okay.
It's only a 14 to hit.
So it's a miss, and I'm going to bonus attack Baird.
Another Beard.
I missed.
Now you got that.
All that to... No, I used it.
Oh, that's right.
I did all that to die at his feet.
Well, and force him to disengage.
Aha.
You've done quite a bit of damage to the guy. He's not looking great. Flynn.
All right. So what's this dude doing over here by the brazier?
Seems to be standing there with a sword in his hand, looking around the room.
Oh, so it's not like he's gathering power from the brazier?
You probably guess he's just standing guard at this point.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Carboy is going to shoot at the good reverend, rolling out 23
good
for
reverend
11
is
damage.
Behind this statue, so he's got a higher AC.
He rolled a 23.
You did roll a 23, so that
unless that it adds 7 AC to him, he still hits.
Well, it's tall.
Three quarters still. Cover is only plus 5.
Yep. You're good.
Ha ha. So 11 damage.
Kaboom. Stop, drop, kaboom, baby. Rub on your nipples. Call me Ludacris, and call me Mr. Giggles. That's not how that song goes. It's close.
Painful. He's not happy. Anything else?
T-Pain.
Yes, I will light up this dude with a good old firebolt.
Hey, does that push him?
Do you have 2 attacks?
Well, Carboy shot the good reverend, and I am firebolting.
Sorry, gotcha.
This ghoul here. So 24 to hit
for
and one damage. I don't know why it rolls so goddamn well.
Yeah, but your damage is like shit.
Yeah.
He's on fire for a moment.
Noise.
Sort of blows it out, looks at you funny.
What?
Josh.
Ooh. How hurt you looking, barbarian?
Less than half.
Okay.
I believe 16. The cat also took a lot of damage.
What's up?
The cat also took a lot of damage.
Okay. How bad are you
looking?
Cat's
not a bitch, though. Not quite half. 18 out of 34.
Okay. I'm at 16 out of 39.
Man, no matter how I try and get to him, I'm taking 2 opportunity attacks.
Oh, you have to actually touch us?
For the good one, I do. I have healing word left. So I might.
I still got a potion. Jeff, do you still have a potion?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it to drink a potion?
Just an action.
Oh, so it takes your action?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I, in that case, will, because I can do this one at range, so I'm going to heal the barbarian. Ah, that's a shame. 5 hit points.
From COVID safe distance.
For those at home who aren't privy to what's going on in the chat on Roll20,
we pity you.
Josh and Flynn have gone through and made some really interesting macros. These are great.
All right, and then that's heal word. So the casting time on that's a bonus action. Okay. And then yep. I'm gonna whip a rock at the bad guy, the big bad guy.
Father Baird?
Yep.
Do it.
14 to hit.
You feel like that just barely hits.
7 damage.
Nice.
With a rock?
Yeah, baby. Archie the Bold Sling, yeah. the ghetto days and start slinging rocks. Right. Seven damage.
That's fair. It is now Father Baird's turn.
I mock him, wave my nuts at him, and then wait for the pain.
And then jump in the pit for full cover.
Floor just gives out and I keep falling.
Does an 18 hit you?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
This will be necrotic damage, which I don't believe. Do you negate necrotic?
No.
Is it just... Okay.
You ain't that totem of the bear?
Shit. No. I took Battle Rage, I remember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to suck.
It is 13 necrotic damage.
Okay.
I rolled low on damage. Good for you. As he just sort of looks at you and kind of reaches his hand out and touches your shoulder and squeezes. And wounds just begin to sort of appear on your flesh.
Okay. I'm still up.
Lucky you. I will. Yeah, that's his turn. He needs to get away from you, but he's looking pretty weak. But for now, he's clutching your shoulder.
Just let me go. I'm an old man. I'm going to be back here cheering on the dwarf. Spike, armor, short, race. You just touched his no-no place. And then you got to kill him.
Ghouls. This ghoul is actually going to attempt to grapple this gnome. So I need an opposing strength roll with the gnome.
That's you, Flynn.
All right.
I didn't roll high, I can tell you that. I rolled a 7.
Oh, Flynn rolled a 9 and 1.
Your 9 beats my 7.
Yes!
This ghoul will attempt to grapple this cat.
It's going to be opposing
strength rolls.
Never put a cat in a corner.
That one's better. I got a 16 on that one to grapple you.
I'm actually going to use acrobatics to try and get out of that.
Is that something you do on your turn? Or is that a reaction?
No, as a part of a grapple, the person who's trying to get away from a grapple can use either strength or dex.
Yeah. Athletic. Correct. Acrobatics.
Okay. I thought it was just strength. Okay, yeah. No, mm-hmm. No, you're right. We did read that the other day. Correct. Sorry.
17. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right. So
should just let him grab you and then just attack the fuck out of him from inside.
This one will attempt to grab you, Barbarian. Strength.
No, let's do this. Let's do this, because I get advantage. Biatch.
You have advantage against a natural 20?
I have advantage for being awesome.
It's a total of 21.
Yikes.
So you are grappled.
You just got wrestled, sir.
And he will also, I still have movement left, 5, 10, 15.
Remember, you're encumbered.
You are correct, so he can only move half of his, so he will just move you one space, so that's 15. You guys are technically on the same space, you're on his space, technically. Because he has you in hand. As he pulls you away from Father Baird. And you are grappled. From the ghouls, we go to Jeff.
Okay, cool. I am going to throw an Eldritch Blast at the ghoul that's grappling the dwarf.
Okay.
And before I do, as a bonus action, I'll switch my curse or my hex to that.
Perfect.
That's a 16 to hit.
That is a hit on a ghoul.
Okay. The hell is an Eldritch Blast? Is it a D10?
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 damage.
Okay. He's still standing.
and it's blown 10 feet away.
Let's see if I maintain my grapple, because he may be flying.
No, he doesn't. If I move you away from the thing that you're grappling, you don't hold on to it.
Where's that written? Because I want to read it. Nothing under grappling states that he...
No, you're right. I don't see it.
Here's under the conditions. This is the language that I found. Mm-hmm. Here is the website.
Grappled creature speed becomes zero. It can't benefit from any bonus speed. From the reach of the grappler.
Yep. The condition also ends if an effect removes the grappled creature from the reach of the grappler or grappling effect.
Yep.
Such as when a creature is hurled away by a thunderwave spell. I knew I wasn't imagining that.
Okay. That should be under grapple. Okay, wizards. I almost said Chaosium. Chaosium's rule book is also not put together well.
Right, it's under the grappled condition, not grappling.
Not under grapple. Slight fail there, but that's okay. So 10 feet, you said?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And you have been released. Technically in that square, because he was holding on to you. This, by the way, I put this little skull and crossbones.
Said he only moved me one square.
Yeah, but you would be in the same square if you're grappled. That's how we were playing it the other day.
On my square, because he grappled me, right?
Fine, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. Oops. So you're released. He moves 10 feet. By the way, I put this little skull and crossbones on there to remind me of which one of these guys is hexed. So if you change it, just let me know.
Oh, thank you.
He is still standing. Is that the end of your turn, sir?
Yeah, it is.
Skeletons shall go. Take an op attack, gnome.
Flynn.
What's up?
Take an op attack?
You get to take an op attack.
On a skeleton?
I have a weapon. Oh, I have a dagger.
Me ma.
I mean, you can also just unarmed punch it if you wanted to.
All right, use me dagger.
Oh, all these like cool artificer shit you could do.
Hey Lucas, I'm sorry. Before, give that ghoul 6 hit points back, and put the hex back on the other one, because I could not have changed it.
I thought it was a bonus action to move it.
Once the target drops to 0 hit points.
Hmm.
It has to die before I can change it.
Mm. Okay.
It's a 23 hit.
A 23 will hit a skeleton, yes.
Uh-huh. That is 5 damage.
Actually, I take it back. I only give it 2 hit points back. Because I rolled an 8 and a 2.
Okay.
I'm highlighting the text like you can see it.
That's fine. I can totally see it. Look behind you. All right, so you managed to hit that one as it moves down, and it will attack the barbarian. That's a 17 to hit.
That's my AC.
I think you win, don't you? Is that right?
No, you win. Attacker wins if you beat AC.
Attacker wins. I always forget that rule. It's not a whole lot of damage, I'm sure. It's not a lot of damage at all. It is 5 piercing.
So I take 2.
Yeah. 2 piercing.
This skeleton...
It's getting rough over here, boys.
5, 10. He will move closer to Father Baird and also attack you.
Father Beard.
That is another... Nope, that one's a miss.
Okay.
The other skeleton will stay where he is in front of the emerald glowing skull. Shorter, it's on you. You've got 2 skeletons now in front of you.
All right, so for my action, I'm going to go ahead and pop a healing potion.
Okay.
So that's 2d4 plus what?
It's 2, I think.
2.
2d4 plus 2. Oh, helps if I write it in right. For 9.
Nice. Better than the bard.
Hey, the one time.
And then I'm going to chuck a hand axe at Father Baird. No, I'm not. I can't do that. I'm going to bonus action attack the skeleton right in front of me.
Can't do that either.
Why?
You have, I believe you have to make the use the your action to make an attack before you can get that.
No, I don't think it's just bonus action anytime I'm in within range.
That doesn't sound right.
Additionally, when you use the attack action to no, that's different. Never mind.
This is a battle rager thing, dude.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. While you're wearing spiked armor and you are raging, you can use a bonus action to make one melee weapon attack with your armor spikes against a target within 5 feet of you.
You're right.
Okay. Cool. So you just kind of chest bump a skeleton is what you're saying.
Or, yeah, or shoulder him or whatever.
Whatever.
I want you to have a spike right in the middle of your forehead, like the rhino from Spider-Man. And your bonus attack is just headbutting people. Wham. Get headbutted.
For 24, which hits.
You sure does. Which one did you hit?
The bottom one. The one that's closest to... Okay. Yeah.
How much is the damage? Or is it a straight 3 again?
No, that's only... That's a grapple.
Gotcha.
For 8 damage.
Nice.
That way I don't lose my rage.
That one drops. Congratulations, you've killed a skeleton. It's the first thing you've killed in this room.
That's crazy. Is we've done a ton of damage in this room.
You have, but it's been like each time you hit something, it's a different thing, and it all adds up.
Spreading the love.
Any further actions from you, sir?
I can't do anything else.
Flinnegan.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You got a ghoulie on your left and a ghoulie on its left, which doesn't really make difference to you. What shall you do, sir?
Let's have old Carboy try to pop this one.
Okay.
Carboy! Uh-oh.
Nope.
Carboy, why have you
done
this?
It appears to be a miss, sir.
And then I will try to firebolt this dude.
Okay. So you hit for 1 damage last time.
12 hit.
12 on a ghoul is its AC, so that will be a hit.
Aha, 3 damage.
Huzzah.
Now I'm ramping up.
I got him just the tip. Why is the tip all oozy?
Okay. Anything else from you?
That'll be all.
Josh.
Jackpot. Yep. Oh, I see. Well, okay, that makes more sense. I was adjusting the health points of my light source instead of my character.
It is on top of you. That makes a lot of sense. I don't think it has to be on top of you. It's just...
Nice.
You can move it.
You don't even need it in this room, to be honest.
That's also true. You could drop it if you wanted to.
No. It's got that bedroom red to it. That way I set the mood in any room I go into. P.S. My light is red. Because now is the time to reveal that, I guess. I am going to use my cantrip to mock viciously the dude.
Okay.
I must make a wisdom save versus my save of 16.
Nat 20.
Okay. He is mocked. And no farther.
he chuckles. Good knock-knock joke you got there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any other actions?
Nah, just proud of myself.
Yes. Nothing happens on a save? No, nothing?
Nah, it's cantrip. That's what I got.
Gotcha. All right. I need the barbarian to make a constitution saving throw.
Get it.
Suck it, nat 20.
Just
fuck
you.
Alright. So that spell is a bust twice. You know what? F that. 30. He moves away from you. It is now ghouls. This one's going to attack your spider.
No.
Does a 12 hit your spider?
Nope.
Seriously? All right. He tries to bite a mechanical spider and can't seem to penetrate.
An AC of 18.
Jesus.
Thing's unstoppable.
That one will attack you. Oh, that's a miss. That's a 5 on the die.
Huh.
This one will once again try to grapple the cat. So I need another opposed strength roll, sir.
Okay. Make yours at disadvantage because I forgot.
Well,
the other part of Hex is to give disadvantage on one ability score check.
That's fair.
Yep.
I rolled a 3 on the die. So if you roll
I rolled an 18.
Cool. So he misses his grapple that goes to you, Jeff.
I'm going to stab him.
Okay.
It's a 15.
That's a hit.
16 damage.
You can move your hex. Where do you want to move it to?
I will do it on my next turn when I can see the guy.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. That one.
Oh, goes. Actually, no, I can move.
There you go.
You can move now.
Okay. I was here. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, make sure you peep out here so you can see where you can move. Can you use your special tabaxi movement not on a dash action? Your 60 movement?
You technically didn't move, so yeah.
I haven't moved, so I'll move to there.
Okay.
I haven't left that skeleton's reach, so it didn't get an attack.
Correct.
And I will shift my hex over to what's his name?
Father Bad. That's all for you, correct?
That is all.
Skeletons. So the skeleton sees you getting closer to the Father Baird and will attack you.
Mm-hmm.
A modified 20 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
For 5 damage, piercing.
Okay.
The other skeleton's dead. This skeleton, he'll stop there. He'll attack the barbarian. Miss.
Okay.
Skeletons go to Schroeder.
I'm going to move here.
Okay.
5, 10. I'm going to chuck a hand axe at Father Baird.
Yeah. Okay. Do it recklessly.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that much health if these skeletons turn back to me, though, bud.
I can get up and pop my second level spell to give you pretty good
health. Oh, you can. All right, cool. I'll attack recklessly then.
Get
not that I needed to. God damn it.
Do it anyway. See what the second one is. Maybe it's a crit. You go out like a movie star. Don't look at the explosion. It wasn't a crit.
No, I tried, though.
You looked right at the explosion.
Okay, 1d6. 11 damage with the hand axe on Father Baird.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
If you were to kill Father Baird, how would you describe his death?
A fucking right between the eyes.
Lonely and disappointing.
Right between the eyes. Yeah. As his eyes, they glow very brightly for a moment.
You can't get away from me, asshole.
They almost shoot fire. And he screeches and screams and crumples to the ground. The skeletons around you fall to pieces.
Ooh.
And the ghouls crumple.
Oh, hell.
That's 5 kills in 1 shot. Dang. Who's counting?
And you see Boots feel a little better after he goes down.
Yeah, I know. Because if he hit either one of us, we were f***ed.
He gets those hit points for his warlock curse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
There is still a giant glowing skull in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
I elect we put the giant glowing skull in Flynn's bag of holding to see what happens.
I was thinking of just Eldritch blasting it until it didn't glow anymore, but...
I mean, it takes the possession chance off the table at the least.
When you walk up to that skull and you try to grab it, you hear a lot of whispering. You feel very uncomfortable even attempting to touch this thing.
Shoot. Just prom.
You don't feel like touching this thing is going to be a good idea. It, by the way, is a Cyclops skull. There is one large emerald in its forehead.
There are clearly two eyes in that.
Well, on the skeleton that I have added to the map, yes, because there is not a Cyclops skull. This is a thing I added to it.
I'll walk over to Baird's body, retrieve my hand axe, and see if there's anything to pilfer.
This doesn't specify that he's carrying anything with him, to be honest. He's got a dagger on him. That's something he could have used to attack you with. He didn't try to.
That's why they make random treasure tables.
I know what he doesn't need, and that's his head. And I overhand smash that bitch.
Perfect. He is extra dead.
And I shoot the shit out of the glowing skull in the middle.
There you go.
After you hit this thing a couple times, it does seem to shatter, and the large green emerald stays in the brazier. Now, the brazier is not on fire. It was simply where the skull was sitting, so you could take the emerald if you wish.
I would assume that Bung would be flying hole first at the emerald.
Oh, yeah. I'm gaping.
That thing's worth about 200 gold by itself.
Oh, baby. Yoink.
You feel like you've cleansed the caverns.
Nothing like a good
colonic
enema. Yeah, there you go.
I spike what's left of Baird on one shoulder.
Sure.
That way I can carry him out while my hands are free.
Sounds good. As you guys exit the well back into the church, you see the remainder of the acolytes cleaning up the previous mess from the previous battle. Tybalt is standing there, and as he sees you, he sort of drops to his knees and weeps at the sight of Father Baird. He says, "What happened to him? What happened down there?"
We believe necrophilia,
but I want the bard to confirm it in song.
Well, that's even better.
That's fun. No,
wasn't prepared.
He just.
You can just tell the tale of possession and that he was the evil f*** that got his head smashed for it.
Right. Yeah,
he just begins to cry. He is distraught.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell him about the glowy Cyclops skull thing.
And the river of dead bodies. They might not want to drink from the water anytime soon.
Yeah, okay. You should really just fill that well in. I don't think there's anything useful coming out of it.
He offers that you guys can stay here for the night to rest if you wish.
I'll pass.
He does give you each 100 gold apiece.
Ooh.
And he says that if you do not wish to stay here for the night, it's completely understandable. We are willing to fulfill our boon of healing, and you can be on your way. Which basically means he will heal you back to full health and you guys can leave if you don't want to stay there.
Well, I'm taking the healing either way. Yeah. What everybody else decides to do, we can do.
Sure.
Okay, I think I got it. We ready?
Here we go, people.
There once was a man from the church house. We went in the hole and found his church blouse. turns out he's a lich, which created a sitch, but then we shoved a hand axe in his mouth.
That's basically it. Yeah.
I really need somebody who has the ability to animate that for me. I want to see that animated.
I could probably do it with six figures.
I want to see Archibald in like a beatnik jacket doing slam poetry.
Right. Oh no, it's this super fancy looking paper mache armor. It looks like full plate mail.
Yes! That's what it is.
On the item, you can still make out.
As you guys leave, it is still a bit dark out. As you wander your way back to the village, off in the distance, you see this glint of light, followed by what looks like a blast of energy and a bright flash. The ground below you quakes, trees around you fall, and a dusty haze seems to settle around you, hanging in the air. And that is the end of book 3, entitled Crypts of Azerum. Hey folks, thanks for listening. Crypts of Azerum, written by Kelsey Dion. Music by Magmi Soundtracks, being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.